You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Last week, businesses celebrated that Fresno County had advanced into the next tier of the state's COVID-19 reopening plan, only to get whiplash with the announcement this week that they may be forced to close back up again if the county's case rate doesn't improve. How did this happen, and what's really in that reopening plan? Here to explain this and more is FM89's Carrie Klein with our weekly COVID-19 update. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Kathleen.
So first, let's take a step back to how the numbers are looking this week.
Okay, well, so the theme this week across the valley is holding steady. There's not much bad news, though it's unclear if that's good news. So when we look at new cases and deaths, both of those are staying relatively steady from last week. County officials appear to think that we're in the clear from any major bumps from Labor Day. And of course, every week, a few dozen people are still dying of the virus. That is still happening, but there hasn't been a significant increase recently either, which is good. Hospitals have about the same number of COVID patients as last week, though ICUs are seeing their numbers drop a little bit, which seems to be good.
Yes, indeed. So today I want to talk about what's happening with the governor's reopening guidelines and the counties for our area. Can you briefly run through how these guidelines work?
Yes, of course. And this is the, it's called the Blueprint for a Safer Economy. We've talked about it a number of times in this weekly update. It was introduced at the end of August, and it kind of bins counties into one of four tiers based on the level of the outbreak there. So purple is widespread, next is red, then orange, and then finally yellow, where the outbreak is considered minimal. Each tier designates that certain businesses can be open or closed or outdoors only, things like that. And also, schools can open once a county has been in the red tier for 2 weeks, or if it's in a less restrictive tier than that. And the tier designation is based off of three metrics. It used to be two, now it's three. There's the case rate, that's the ratio of people who have contracted the disease compared to the total population in that county. Then there's the positivity rate, the proportion of positive tests of all test results. And as we covered, however, the case rate could be artificially raised or lowered depending on how many people in the county are coming out to get tested. So that's a little bit of a complication there. And the state just introduced their third measure in late September called the health equity metric. Each county's census tracts get an individual measure of how advantaged or disadvantaged they are, and then each county's quartile of most disadvantaged census tracts must meet their own case rate and positivity rate criteria in order for the county to advance to a new tier. So the purpose of this metric is just to show that counties are getting through to some of their most underserved residents and showing that those census tracts are getting tests and a low enough case rate, you know, kind of appropriate to the rest of the county. And so as all of these numbers change, counties can move between tiers and movement can go in any direction to a more restrictive or a less restrictive tier.
And so it looks like Fresno County is in danger of moving in the wrong direction. Is that correct?
That is correct, unfortunately. And so just as Fresno moved into the red tier a week and a half ago on Tuesday, and you know, business owners rejoiced, the county's numbers started slipping backwards. The state gives a county 2 weeks for its numbers to change before officially bumping them to a different tier. And so Fresno's case rate was just above the threshold for the red tier this past Tuesday, which would put it in the purple tier. And so if the case rate doesn't improve by Tuesday the 13th, that's next Tuesday, the county will retreat back into purple. So here's Interim Health Officer Ray Svora during a media call this past Tuesday.
The businesses have really been good partners with public health, telling us what they need and listening to our department in terms of what's expected. So we're certainly hoping that we don't need to go back into purple, because we know that will definitely be an adverse consequence. We're just hoping that everyone in the community can support businesses by keeping it safe.
Now, didn't the state establish a 3-week waiting period between changing tier assignments?
That's a good question and a source of confusion. There is a 3-week waiting period to advance to a better tier, but if you're retreating, all it takes is 2 weeks.
Okay. So what's happening elsewhere in the San Joaquin Valley?
So in our coverage area, Mariposa is already way ahead of the game. It's in the yellow minimal tier with the least amount of business restrictions. And then there were a few other changes this past Tuesday. So Merced County advanced from purple to red. And then numbers improved in Kings and Kern counties, which started the two-week clock for them to advance to the next tier by Tuesday, next Tuesday the 13th, if those numbers stay positive.
But if a county can backslide so easily back into the purple tier, is it really such good news to move into red?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is because it still shows demonstrable improvement, and that's something that a community can kind of be excited about and rally behind. And then health officials, of course, also are excited about that. But you're right, there is always the possibility that things could worsen again, and it's unfortunately businesses and schools that are the casualties on this, you know, pandemic roller coaster, if I mixed metaphors a little bit. And in fact, during a media call yesterday, Kern County actually used Fresno County as a cautionary tale as to what could happen. Here's Kern County Administrative Officer Ryan Alsop.
We don't want this to happen, and I'm sure Fresno is fairly irate about that, I would imagine. But we don't want that to happen here in Kern County, and we're going to be working to make sure that it does not.
And how are they saying they'll do that?
Well, really the same things that those county health officials have been saying all along, that it's up to all of Kern residents to use their individual senses of responsibility to comply with state guidelines. Because if residents don't social distance or wear masks and the disease becomes uncontained, once again, the entire county will be punished for it.
So did Fresno County health officials offer any guess as to whether they'll really fall back into the purple tier next week?
Unfortunately, no. What's interesting is that there is a lag time with this data. So the data we're being judged by this week was actually collected a few weeks ago, but the county has not been able to reproduce the state's numbers with any consistency. So it's really not clear what'll happen.
Well, thank you once again for this update, Carrie. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.